Over the last 40 years or so, it's become obvious that the European Union is a rigged game. So I'm running in the election in order to highlight the fact that for the vast majority of people now, for the last 40 years, but particularly since the Great Recession and even speeding up since COVID, the vast wealth that is created in Europe is going to the top 1% of the population. It's causing massive misery, anxiety. It's causing so many people to feel like they are being left behind by the system. And I think it's important that we have politicians, people, activists, actually, who are going to stand for a different kind of Europe. So, I mean, you know, if you look at this, there's report after report now about, as Paul says, corporate capture. And one I would reference would be the Oxfam report that was out this week that basically said two things that are shocking. One is that the top two wealthiest people in Ireland, I presume they're men, have as much of Ireland's wealth as the bottom half of the population. And then more structurally, over the last 3 years, since the cost of living crisis for most people, 63% or two-thirds of all the wealth that was created in the world has gone to 1% of the population, while 90% of people have had to make do with 10%, right? So that is fundamentally anti-democratic. You can't have an ongoing democratic society if you have that level of inequality of wealth, influence and power. And I think we have to stand against that. And you know, it's worth saying that behind those statistics are real human lives. I had a quick look. 1 in 5 kids are going to school hungry in this country. Right, so it's vast wealth, but 1 in 5 kids going to school hungry. 24% of single parents are in deprivation. Tens of thousands of pensioners can't afford to heat their homes. Right, so this is not just statistics; it's real human lives that we're trying to highlight and argue for. And in the end, you know, if we want democracy, we need to fight for that. And if we want to have a society based on solidarity and empathy, then I think the election is a place for us to stand for those values and against the ideas of the far right, for example, who take the genuine anger and concern of people and misdirect it against other vulnerable people. So we'll be determined to make sure that we write the record on who actually causes the misery in this world. And it's not refugees, it's the 1% at the top of society.